Sarah Mack, and welcome to Creative Magic Club. Together, we'll discover inspirational stories of creative entrepreneurs living out their dreams, doing the work they are most passionate about, and building wealth in magical and fun ways. While building a six-figure income as a writer and coach, helping other women to launch their dream businesses, I've connected with so many incredible people and seen it proven again and again that you can thrive financially doing whatever it is you are passionate about. I am here to share life-changing strategies for mindset, making money, and reaching more people with your work in a business and life filled with creativity, freedom, and fun. Hello, Sarah Mack here from withsarahmack.com, and I am very excited to dive in to our Taurus content prompts episode with you today. So we're about to roll into Taurus season, and Taurus is an energy that I've had a lot of resistance around, and it's a very abundant and powerful and fruitful and grounding energy to work with. So my, go and look up your Taurus placements. What house is Taurus in for you? Do you have any planets? Go and look those up in your chart. For me, I have my North Node, which if you know anything about the North Node, it's about one of the main, energies and principles and ways of being and living that you're really here to evolve into in your lifetime. And the opposite sign is kind of the zone that you've already embodied and that comes naturally to you. So for me, that's Scorpio. And I really am seeing the shift in my own life from being emotional and passionate and kind of volatile and being a little bit all over the place from one day to the next. And also physically, if you know my story, I've literally lived in and traveled through 18 different countries in the past 8 years alone. And I don't even know how many, including since I started traveling when I was 16. I need to sit down and count them up. I'm kind of moving into this new phase in my life where I'm settling down. And I literally don't even want to get on a plane right now. All I want to do is sit at home with my cats and write and go for bike rides on the beach and plant herbs in my garden and make babies. And that is the zone that I'm in. And it's definitely, it's a transition. So reflect on your relationship with Taurus. It's an earth energy. It's ruled by Venus. It's practical. It's slow and steady, which means it can be a little stubborn. It's also the ruler of the second house, which is everything to do with our money and our self-worth and our material possessions. So materialism is a shadow side of Taurus, and sensuality is a big part of, the power and the beauty of that Venusian Taurus energy. So we're definitely going to dive more into the money side of this conversation in the money alignment prompts episode coming up later in the month. But I want to reflect on some of the key themes that, people are going to be feeling during the season so that you can speak to that experience in your content. And one of the main themes that has just been becoming more and more clear in my own work. So North Node is obviously a huge part of my work with clients and my brand and my mission and my voice and my message and my business. And one of the key themes that comes up for me, which is very related to Taurus, is the concept of safety. And, that's kind of what we mean when we talk about being grounded, right? We think about being rooted, about having what we need to feel safe and to thrive as a live being on this planet. And this is a big part of my work with clients, because in order to grow, we have to be rooted. If we're not rooted, then we can be all over the place. It's very easy for us to fall over, for us to become destabilized. And I feel like there's just so many angles to this conversation. It's such a rich concept to dive into in your content and in your conversations with your community during this season, particularly in relation to whatever result you create for your clients. So I invite you to reflect on the level of safety that you have created and that has supported you in the way that you live and the way that you do business and the way that you serve others and the way that you make and steward your money. And there's one very interesting trend that I have noticed in my clients. A very large percentage of healers that I work with have Chiron and Taurus. So if you have listened to my Cosmic Attraction copywriting free series, which if you haven't, go and click on the link in my bio and check it out, or go to withsarahmack.com to find out more about your Taurus placement. But this is a super, super common one amongst my clients, and it's the wound of loss. So this can be expressed in like any different area in your life. It can be like fear of losing relationships. It can be fear of losing money. It can be fear of like losing emotional safety or like emotional intimacy. And it's a little bit different for everybody. So I think these are really important themes for us to reflect on during this Taurus season. And also asking ourselves, like, how can we create more safety in our content, not only for ourselves so that we feel safe to create that consistency? If we want consistent income, if we want financial groundedness and stability, then we want consistent cash flow. So we've got to work backwards from that and figure out what do we actually need to feel grounded and to feel rooted so that we can continually show up and take the actions that lead to consistent cash flow, consistent clients, consistent results in ways that are sustainable, right? Not having that volatile, like massive influx of cash and then like no cash and feeling out of control or powerless around our ability to create clients and opportunities for work. So what do we need to close that skill gap and to be able to show up and use those skills consistently? How, you know, a lot of this is to do with self-trust too, right? Like following through on your launch plan, actually showing up and selling, like, you know, backing your goals and your vision with actual action and having your back. As I find it's helpful in business to think of ourselves as two different people. You are the CEO and you're also like the worker bee. And so often we are absolute asshole CEOs to ourselves. Like we completely overburden ourselves. We don't have a clear strategy. We come up with one plan and then change the plan. And it's like, no, be kind to yourself. Like that's a big part of becoming grounded and becoming consistent is knowing what you're doing, like being the leader of yourself and then giving yourself the resources for that worker bee version of you to be able to follow through on the plan and the strategy to support yourself to actually execute on your visions and your ideas. So yeah, trust. Love this conversation. And I recently had a private intensive with a new client and she said to me, I feel so comfortable opening up to you and sharing things I never usually feel comfortable sharing. And now this isn't a happy accident, right? Like I have intentionally created that space for my clients. How do I do that? I go first. Like I share first. I open up. I'm vulnerable. I share my story. I share my heart. I show up to my half of the relationship in the way that I desire for my clients to feel safe and to have desire around showing up. This is really, really important to cultivate trust in our clients. And as we know, trust leads to sales. If there's no trust, you're not going to be making sales. So this is really the intention behind our content. So it starts with creating safety for ourselves first. Like, how do I feel safe to show up and share? And then creating safety for our clients through showing up and sharing and being vulnerable and going first so that I create opportunities for people in my community to feel connected to me, to trust me, and to feel safe to open up and be themselves and share their truth with me so that, you know, I can't help people unless they're able to do that. So this is a really, really, really important part of my client and customer journey and relationship. And, you know, this is just a crucial element of content strategy. I remember I had one client when I had my copywriting agency, and my team was writing the content for her sales page. I did the intake. I sent her my brand story questionnaire, and she was kind of superficial in her answers, and she wasn't really willing to do the work to really open up. And this was before I was, you know, working as a coach and bringing in more of the mindset support that I do with my clients and my coaching business now. This was when I was just a copywriting agency and, you know, I'd written for thousands of clients, had like a ton of 5-star reviews, but like I can only help people at the level that they are willing to show up. And she just, either she, you know, like slacked off on filling in the brand questionnaire, but she was just holding back, or she just fully wasn't really connected or embodied in her work, or she didn't really feel aligned with the work that she was selling. And anyway, long story short, this was one of the only clients that we've ever created copy for who didn't like her copy. And, you know, I'm interrupting this broadcast with a special announcement. Are you wondering which parts of your story to focus on in your content to attract ready-to-buy soulmate clients? Do you wish you had clear sales page copy for your high-ticket offer with a stash of social media posts that lead to easy sales that fill your offer on repeat month after month? Do you wish it felt so easy and natural to talk about how you help people when you get interested clients popping up in your inbox? I can help you. In a 90-minute private coaching intensive together, we'll focus on the most important changes you can start making in your messaging to attract more paying clients into your offers. During our time together, we'll make sure your offer is actually targeted at the kinds of clients you really want to be working with. We'll tighten up your messaging or write it from scratch if we need to, and we'll map out a feel-good launch plan to start filling it up with amazing clients. You'll come away with powerful copy targeted at the kinds of clients who are truly ready to buy your offer and do the work, with a clear step-by-step action plan to start connecting with the right kinds of clients tailored to your strengths and audience. No cookie-cutter approaches here. Plus, clarity on your own story and which parts to share to attract the right people, with a list of content topics and a few solid pieces of sales content that you can start sharing to make sales right away. Clients who have done my intensive have gone on to get 20 applications within 48 hours of hitting publish on their new sales page, tripled their workshop signups, designed and launched new exciting offers, raised their offer price above 5 figures, and signed new dreamy clients into their high ticket offer within days. To chat about how we can use our time together to start welcoming more amazing clients into your world, message me the word intensive, either over on Instagram at Creative Magic Club or to my email, sarah@withsarahmack.com. I was like, well, I'm literally just holding back the mirror of everything that you reflected back to me, all of the parts of your story that you've shared with me. So she clearly just, she wasn't in alignment with the work that she was putting out. And yeah, obviously I just gave her a refund and that was my lesson, you know, and that was one of many lessons that moved me towards the importance of doing that mindset work, because we have to be in alignment with what we're selling. We have to be connected to it. We have to be behind it. Otherwise, it's not going to sell. Even if you have the most strategically perfect piece of copy, if you're sabotaging or you're not in alignment or you're resisting or you're holding back what you know your clients need to hear from you, you're holding back the parts of you that are really going to make the difference and make the impact in your storytelling for creating that trust and connection, like you're not going to see your launch through to really connect with people, to really allow your message to land, to lead to, you know, that big influx of clients and having those 5- and 6-figure launches that are possible when that alignment clicks in and when you really back yourself and you back your message. So I can help you translate your gifts only if you are fully open to share them with me. And so much of this work is creating that safety for yourself and is dealing with the mindset stuff that's so very often unconscious, that is kind of self-protective mechanisms that maybe from our childhood that may be from past lives when we were like witches who were burnt at the stake. And we have to create a program of safety and of courage internally. And we also have to back that with like real world boundaries, right? Like I'm going to share things in a way that feels safe for me to do that. And I'm not going to open myself up for something that could like genuinely cause me harm, right? And so we have to have agency and intentionality with our leadership and with our message. And we can't squeeze ourselves into a box that doesn't fit. And that's usually where entrepreneurs are going wrong. We're trying to, like, we think we need to be better or different than we are. We think we need to be more like our mentor instead of really doing that work to excavate, who am I? Like, what are my gifts? What is my message? And really trusting that, you know, investing that trust within ourselves and like being able to articulate and identify our value so that we can confidently and clearly share that, which is really what it takes to lead to sales. So, you know, this all starts with feeling safe to own your truth and to fully own who you are. Because this is your most potent magic. This is the reason that people choose you and they want you over all of the other millions of people out there. And, you know, one of the prerequisites for potent sales content that's actually leading people to create change, to make moves, to invest and to buy, you have to move people. And in order to move people with your content, it has to move you first. You have to be connected to your message as a writer and creator. This is step number one. And having rituals around this, being intentional around this, is really the difference between content that makes money and content that is just a giant snooze fest that everybody is scrolling past. So I have some prompts to help you do this, which I am obsessed with and I think you're gonna love. Prompt number one, and this is one of my favorite questions to ask people, which always cuts to the chase of the juice and the value that you have to offer as a provider. And this prompt is, the results I'm most grateful for in my life and business that came from doing the work in my offer are dot, dot, dot. And just go on a rant, like journal this out, and then that will probably turn into a bunch of different post ideas. You can pick one at a time and then go in depth into one of those things. Or you can just go on a giant rant about how much your life has changed, how grateful you are for the work that you've done, and, you know, really connect to that genuine meaning and that genuine, like, what it is that you value? What is it that drove you to do this work in the first place that got you so connected to your mission and vision that you actually created a whole business out of it? So remember, another reason why this prompt is so powerful is that no one actually cares about your modality. You could be like, I'm going to help you get there using driftwood as a defining rod, or I'm going to, I don't know, do a tea leaf reading. Like, no one gives a fuck. Like, apart from the ones that sound fun to certain people and they're like, yeah, you know, I could get there that way. People care about the destination. They care what your process is going to get them to. And as long as the process is something that they're on board with, then people are going to be cool with it. But it's all about the results. It's all about what it has created for you and what it can create for them. So lead with this true heartfelt gratitude and really feel that. That's going to move people. That's going to allow people to feel you. And that's also going to allow people to see the possibility and to create belief in their desires, which is another thing that really moves people to buy and take action and create transformation. And it's all about the result they will get and how they will feel getting it, right? So in your content, the more you can feel the feelings of the gratitude, of the freedom, of the fulfillment, and express that through your storytelling and in the way that you show up, that's gonna really move people. So, you know, astrology is like now one of my main modalities that I use in my business, but it's actually completely fucking meaningless without my personal results. Also, because there's 15,000 million things that you can use astrology for, but people hire me because of the specific results that I help them to create that I have created in my own life. I use astrology to help people to create confidence and clarity in their message so that, those magic words, so that they can more easily attract soulmate clients and make more money so that they feel authentically expressed and creatively free in their business. So you can see, if I was just banging on about astrology all the time without those other things, I probably wouldn't sign that many clients. And even if I was banging on about signing clients and making more money, also, again, like those are things that I know people want, that they wake up in the morning and they're like, I want to sign clients today. I wish I had more money today. But if I didn't talk about how it makes me feel when I create those results, and if I didn't paint the picture of what my life actually looks like with those results, again, I probably wouldn't be making that many sales. So if you are ever stuck around this, use the magic words so that, and add on another layer and get to the heart of what people truly, really want. And like I said, the fastest way to get there is to just connect to the gratitude for what you have, what results you've created. This is the most powerful messaging you can lead with. Like, no one's just buying the astrology, even though astrology is so fun, and nobody's just buying the soulmate client attraction strategies. No one would buy from me if they weren't able to see clearly how these things have benefited me and what those six-figure years and the lifestyle my business brings me. If they saw me and I was like, I'm just like working 15 hours a day, cold DMing people on social media, posting like 5 times a day, that's going to attract a very different type of client from someone who sees me, you know, working on my book, going for bike rides on the beach in the middle of the afternoon, and living a life that makes me happy. So, you know, I talk about that. I talk about the trips and the travel that I have taken, the freedom that my business has given me to do things like, you know, meet my life goals, like immigrating to the US to be with my husband, to have the time and the resources to publish my first book, to play music and write songs. Like, these were a big part of my vision and my why that really resonates with my audience and my soulmate clients. So what's yours? Talk about it, and talk about it often. Prompt number 2 is, what's a mindset or a strategic shift that you have made to create more consistent safety in your work and results? So you can interpret this in whatever way is most appropriate to your work and your clients. So for me, with my North Node in Taurus, this is pretty much the entire focus of how I help clients. And I help them to create consistency in signing clients, making money in their business, but also with the energy management and the high performance habits that allow them to create those consistent results. So here's some examples of some things that I could talk about in response to this prompt. Some of the ways that I've done this is through creating emotional safety by releasing emotional resistance using tools like EFT, EMDR, and hypnotherapy. Or strategically, I create physical safety and consistency through simple, flexible, organic content strategy that never requires that I burn out to launch an offer while being able to create consistent income every month. And, you know, there's many specific elements to this strategy that I could break down and talk about in different posts. And then creatively, I create safety by working with mentors and group programs and masterminds and containers for creative accountability and support. And that's been a huge piece for me. Then I could talk about high performance habits and rituals that support me every day. There are so many topics I can speak on here. So I really love this prompt. So brainstorm some ideas that come up for you, pick one, and share a post about that. And the final prompt I'm going to share with you today is really pulling on these yummy Taurusian, is that how you say it? Taurus themes of like being grounded and beauty and sensuality. So I would love for you to reflect on, what's a sensual ritual or even just a simple moment of daily beauty from your life that you can share with your community to let them in? So invite them into a feel-good moment of appreciation in your life, because this says a lot about you, right? The things that move you, the things that you love, says a lot about your values and is a real like strength, is a real point of connection for your audience. So maybe it's like a beautiful flower bed that you pass taking your dog for a walk, that you take the time to stop and smell the roses. Are you one of those people? I'm one of those people. Whenever I see a beautiful flower, I stick my face in it and smell it. Maybe it's an internal moment of serenity in a meditation break in the car after dropping the kids off at school, right? Like, it doesn't have to be aesthetically the most like perfect, beautiful, you know, corner of your home. Like, you showing leadership around taking space for yourself, around creating that moment of serenity, like, that is leadership that people need, right? Maybe that's going to be the thing that inspires someone else to go and do that for themselves. That's huge value that you're offering when you create this kind of content. Maybe it's really something simple like your morning coffee and bringing more ritual and presence and enjoyment to that. So this is something that you can reflect on throughout your days. What are the moments that make up your days that ground you and fill you with appreciation and good feeling? Maybe you have a morning practice or a mindset tool you use that you could share, and you could make a little video or take a photo of you doing it. Let people see you in action and get to know you. There's so much information that they're going to get when they see you doing these things. And bonus points if you show your legs. I feel like no one ever shows their legs on social media, including me. It's all just selfies. Like, this is something when I meet people in person, I'm like, oh, that's what your legs look like. So bonus points if you show your legs. And please tag me in your posts or DM them to me so that I can love up on them and comment and show you support. And I would love to see how these content prompts are landing for you. So stay tuned for the upcoming Taurus season money alignment prompts that are going to be released shortly. And I want to let you know that I have a very special bonus on right now. The next two people who join my private 3-month mentorship, High Ticket Soul Clients, I've never offered this bonus before. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm going to write your sales page copy for you for your high ticket offer. And even better, I'm going to have my graphic designer, my web developer, work on it for you. So no matter what your website is, she's going to do the graphics, she's going to make it all pretty, and you're going to have this document. We'll obviously develop the messaging together during our work together. I love sales pages because you don't need to do sales calls. When your sales page holds all the information and does the selling for you, beyond that, it's a really powerful piece of strategic copy that you can then pull from. And, you know, and I can show you my process that I use to really pull out a clear brand story that's going to sell this offer when you're repetitive with it in your content. And then I'll show you how I pull content topics. So once you've done that work, that initial work on your sales page, you've basically created the entire content strategy for your launch. It's so powerful. I'm obsessed. I love it. My sales pages have made hundreds of thousands of dollars for me and for other entrepreneurs. I've worked for 7-figure entrepreneurs. So this is an extremely valuable bonus. And I have a lot of new clients booked in for private intensives, which is very common for people to upgrade. So if you're thinking about this and you want to nab it, I would make moves on it now. And if you do have a private intensive booked in with me, or you would like to book one in with me, know that if you want to upgrade, you can put the cost of the intensive towards my 3-month private mentorship. So I'll give you a coupon code so you get that money off if you upgrade within a certain amount of time. So excited for whoever it is that I'm going to be writing sales page copy for. And if you know you're ready for that support, you're done with the faffing, you're done with the fiddling, diddling, busy work that's not making you money, you know you want to be working less, you know you want to be signing more clients, and most importantly, you want to know the skills, the repeatable skills to bring in clients month after month into your high ticket offers through organic social media content and strategy that is built around your strengths and skills. This is no cookie cutter strategy here. This is about you mastering the fundamentals of authentic selling and authentic sales conversations. So you know how to create clients no matter what the algorithm is doing, no matter what your hormones are doing. You know how to keep it simple and sign incredible clients in easy, fun, repeatable ways? Then High Ticket Soul clients, my 3-month private mentorship is the container to learn how to do that. Clients have gone on to have 6-figure launches, to launch brand new businesses and sign multiple 4-figure clients. This works. This is my skill. This is my superpower. If you want that alignment in your offer, I'm going to look at your astrology chart and make the tweaks to the messaging so that this is really landing with the right kinds of clients who are actually looking to invest in working with a mentor like you. Not people who aren't ready, not people who don't have the money to invest, people who are ready now. Feel free to send me a DM on Instagram at Creative Magic Club or send me an email, sarah@withsarahmack.com, if you have questions or you want to chat. And you can go ahead and apply at my website, withsarahmack.com, and I will pop the links in the description. So good luck with the content prompts. Happy Taurus season, and I will see you soon. Sending you so much love. Bye. For more inspirational content, head over to my website, withsarahmack.com. And please support the show by liking, commenting, and subscribing. I'm interrupting this broadcast with a special announcement. Are you wondering which parts of your story to focus on in your content to attract ready-to-buy soulmate clients? Do you wish you had clear sales page copy for your high-ticket offer with a stash of social media posts that lead to easy sales that fill your offer on repeat month after month? Do you wish it felt so easy and natural to talk about how you help people when you get interested clients popping up in your inbox? I can help you. In a 90-minute private coaching intensive together, we'll focus on the most important changes you can start making in your messaging to attract more paying clients into your offers. During our time together, we'll make sure your offer is actually targeted at the kinds of clients you really want to be working with. We'll tighten up your messaging or write it from scratch if we need to, and we'll map out a feel-good launch plan to start filling it up with amazing clients. You'll come away with powerful copy targeted at the kinds of clients who are truly ready to buy your offer and do the work, with a clear step-by-step action plan to start connecting with the right kinds of clients tailored to your strengths and audience. No cookie cutter approaches here. Plus clarity on your own story and which parts to share to attract the right people, with a list of content topics and a few solid pieces of sales content that you can start sharing to make sales right away. Clients who have done my intensive have gone on to get 20 applications within 48 hours of hitting publish on their new sales page, tripled their workshop signups, designed and launched new exciting offers, raised their offer price above 5 figures, and signed new dreamy clients into their high ticket offer within days. To chat about how we can use our time together to start welcoming more amazing clients into your world, message me the word intensive either over on Instagram at Creative Magic Club or to my email, sarah@withsarahmack.com.